Welcome to the True Chat Show. Happy Tuesday. Tuesdays are great.
Wow, that was a
True Chat Show Tuesdays.
That was a hard happy.
Woo! Cam's hyped.
Happy Tuesday.
It's a good week for Cam.
Eh, it's an all right week.
Nah, it's all right.
Watch some Game of Thrones scenes that I didn't like as much on Sunday.
Ooh.
Way better now.
Oh.
I'm okay. Better.
You were in the right mindset.
Yeah,
as discussed.
Yeah.
You adjusted your parameters and expectations.
Correct.
And then you were more receptive.
Going to watch a really bad live-action anime adaptation today, though, so I'm really excited about it.
So what's your plan for the new Star Trek coming out here? I mean, you got it. That's
Discovery.
That's a must for the Nerdcast. I mean,
you're right.
Kind of be like we'd have to nix the show from the network if it didn't cover the new Star Trek. So
I'll cover the new Star Trek. My boys probably won't.
My boys.
Yeah.
What kind of nerds are they?
Star Trek nerds.
Star Trek and Star Wars, I feel like, are the staples here.
See,
they're accepted by society as
the one thing that you wouldn't know
as the
if you're not a nerd. The nerd is
nerdom.
The nerd is now separated into a lot of different.
Did you just call
categories.
It the nerd?
Yes, okay. The nerd. Okay. You know, subculture as a whole. It's been separated a lot. Like, there's so many nerd properties out there right now that are getting so much play that you've kind of got your people
superhero
who are like,
nerds
yeah,
the
I
same
watch
as
every
sci-fi.
Superhero movie and it's great, and
that's
they're
you.
Not the same as like, oh, I'm gonna go over here and watch, you know, a Star Trek TV show.
So what kind of nerd are you?
I'm an all-around nerd. They're still the all-around nerds. I love board games.
So you're
games.
Not hard in on any aspect.
Love
you're,
card
you
games.
You just kind of dabble half.
Yeah, I'm a dabbler in life
you're
and
the
in
dabble
nerddom.
Nerd.
Yes, okay. Yes. I like a little bit of everything.
I like
in
that
my life.
The dabble nerd.
I'm a buff. I'm
that
a buffet kind
of
guy.
This episode.
So what? The dabbler?
No, the dabble nerd.
The dabble nerd.
The dabble nerd.
Sounds like it could be all one word.
It does, doesn't
yeah.
it?
The dabble nerd.
I like it. The dabble nerd. Oh, that could be your radio name.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And here's your host, the Dabble Nerd. Yep, just like that. So what would you qualify Alex as then? Your boy.
My boy?
Your boys. What kind of nerd is he?
I don't know, because he kind of likes everything. He's a big fan of Marvel. Hated Star Wars until the new ones, because he can't watch old
movies. But if
he was
going to have to get rid of something... Like if he had
to get rid
if
of
he had
something.
To choose one or two categories to reside in.
Yeah, okay.
Like, is his focus in video games? Is it like magic focused? Is it sci-fi focused? Is
no,
it superhero focused? Like, what is it?
His focus in video games are like puzzle thinking games, RPGs, like ones where you have to put a lot of effort into like either building a character or solving puzzles and okay. stuff. He likes that. Not a huge fan of like the action shooters or like yep. hardcore just action-y games.
Right. Alex and I would get along then
yes.
in video games for the most part.
That's also...
Except for Halo.
That's also normally my realm that
Your
I
mantra?
Stay in. Yes, my mantra when it comes to video games. But I mean, I'll play a Call of Duty. Call of Duty this year looks
so
great.
What kind of nerd is Alex? Is Ben easier? Can you classify Ben?
Oh yeah, Ben is a... Ben's a... See, I was going to say a comic nerd, but then I may have to change it to like literary nerd. Loves things that are like on paper that he can touch. He's a physical nerd. Let's go that.
A physical nerd.
Yeah, because he loves card games, really likes board
games.
A fizz
nerd, if you will.
Yeah. Like, watches shows with the rest of us, but you can tell like he gets most excited about like physical pieces of things that he has with his nerddom.
A collecting nerd.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. See, if he had more money, he'd probably be a huge collector, but... Mm. Like, loves getting the $100 of video games if it means he gets, like, you know, the Vault Boy thing you can put on your hand and work it with your phone as you play the game.
Oh, he's a Fallout fan.
No, not really.
Okay.
But I was just using that as an example of one of the most
does he have that?
Popular things. I know Alex has one.
He does?
Yeah, I could steal it from his room and show you.
That's great.
Yeah. Kind of okay. looks like crap.
So, Alex, you're having a hard time with this one. You've got Dabble Nerd Cam. Fizz Nerd Ben.
Fizz Nerd?
Fizz Nerd.
Okay.
Yeah, got to shorten it.
Fair.
I mean, physical nerd just sounds...
It's too much.
Yeah, Fizz
you're
Nerd.
Right. No, you're right. You're right.
Fizz Nerd's like Dabble Nerd. It's a good one word.
I would say Alex is also a dabbler.
Okay.
He's a dabble nerd.
A dabble nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Lame.
It is pretty lame.
So none of you are like superhero nerds, sci-fi nerds, like
I think
that.
I think we're all of it.
All
I think we're
reside.
All of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the whole subset thing of nerd
Star Trek. Star Trek
is
has always been a little too cheesy, I think, for Alex, and Ben just doesn't have cable because he's a real life millennial, lives on the internet with all of us. So they just haven't really been into it. I think I need to show one of them Voyager and they'd probably be in, but Voyager's a lot. It's a huge time commitment to really get through that thing.
Yeah. I mean, 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm. And they're all like 20 some odd episodes long and all the episodes are
an hour. Going to say, I think when you tell people that it's 7 seasons, they're like, oh, well, that's not that unusual, but it's like, well, yeah, but there's like over 100 episodes. Like, this is a lot of time if you're going to get through this thing. Seasons are long.
They are very long. And they are all like 46 minutes, right? With no commercials. I'm pretty sure.
43 minutes, I think.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, I bet the big networks have three more minutes of commercials than everybody else.
Like 22 episodes a season for 7 seasons. So around 150 episodes, probably.
Then 43 minutes.
Yeah, and then roughly 43 minutes an episode. So you've got 6,622 minutes of content, which
now divided by 60.
110 hours.
110 hours, man. That's a lot. It's a lot of hours to commit to something.
Which is 4.5 days, in case you were wondering. So if you did nothing, like no sleep, no eating, no bathroom, you just watch straight through.
Take you four and a half days,
you could get through all of Voyager. Of course, you probably wouldn't remember.
You know, people complain about movies being too long. Like, oh, 3-hour and 15-minute movie, that's ridiculous. I can't even sit through, you know. And granted, the director's cut of Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, which was what I was referencing there, is 4 hours with no credits at the end. Like, that doesn't include credits, 4 hours. It's ridiculous. But people complain about that, and then it's like, yeah, but I sit and watch Star Trek for, you know, hours on end. It's just like, well,
but or a how show often like in that. Between them do you get up, get food, go to the bathroom, you know, do stuff?
Right.
Where a movie's like, well, I can't really do that because there's no breaks. So I just kind of have
You can with Netflix or the power of, you know, streaming or Blu-rays. Sorry,
speaking
Blu-rays,
of movies, streaming and hyped stuff, MoviePass
made it into the New York Times
today. They did. And
Alex already bought his, and I'm going to buy mine sometime this week.
Yeah, as long as it lasts. Apparently, you can right now still use it at AMC because AMC hasn't actually figured out a way to not let you use it.
Right.
So,
yeah, our Cinemark down the road lets us use it. So,
yep.
They just gave us a free movie for being dummies last night. So,
whoa. So, you actually
I think they had a total of 5 people working at that Cinemark on a Monday. Wow, we were the only people there. Like us and probably 10 other cars at this movie theater. I don't even know why they're open on Mondays. They have to lose money.
Well, it has more to do with, from what I understand about the way the movie stuff works, is you got to pay the base price for the movie.
Right.
So it's advantageous for them to show it as much as humanly possible because they can show it as much as they want and then you just pay a percentage of the tickets. But the only way you make it back is with enough tickets and concession sales. Right. So
even being open...
Yeah. The assumption is, anyway, that that's part of what makes a difference. But I know, I mean, like the Gloria Theater in Urbana, they do fine and they just do Friday through Sunday.
Right. They only do days where it.
Right.
Because they could play as many times as they wanted.
That's
right.
They could do it the whole week if they wanted. I mean, they could do it for multiple weeks if they wanted to. But so I wanted to read the statement here because I thought it was.
MoviePass?
Funny.
Or from AMC?
From AMC and then from MoviePass's reply. In a statement this month, the theater chain derided MoviePass as, quote, a small fringe player, end quote, and said the service was, quote, not welcome here, end quote. AMC lawyers were reviewing its options for barring subscribers from using MoviePass at its theaters. This statement goes on to say, quote, from what we can tell, by definition and absent some other form of other compensation, MoviePass will be losing money on every subscriber seeing 2 movies or more in a month, the theater chain said in a statement. Quote, not in the best, but AMC said a nationwide $9.95 price.
There you go.
Was, quote, not in the best interest of moviegoers, movie theaters, and movie studios, end quote.
I thought he was going to stop at just moviegoers, and I'm like, really? You think so?
It may not even be in the best interest of MoviePass itself, AMC said. And MoviePass did reply and said, quote, Mitch Lowe, the chief executive of MoviePass and co-founder of Netflix, told the Denver Post that he thought the statement from AMC was, quote, bluster. Quote, I'm worried about it, but I wish they would just sit down and talk to us, Mr. Lau said. I'm sure at some point or another will be best friends.
Or because I'm the co-founder of Netflix, trying to undercut your entire business.
Right. Something along those lines.
Because then MoviePass will go away and all these customers will say, ha, I'm not paying 40 yeah. bucks a month for movies. I'm out of here.
Yep. 150,000 in less than a week. So, and they were expecting 150,000 over a year. So,
onto the service.
Uh-huh. So the reaction was a little under.
It's probably why Alex hasn't gotten his card yet.
Oh yeah, they were having big problems. There was such an influx that their website destabilized, and they had a bunch of people trying to sign up that couldn't, and got really mad.
Mm-hmm.
So they were upset.
I'm telling you what, man. It's AMC. Yeah, AMC has caused their own demise here. And I don't
know how you make enough money to.
You sell data.
When movie tickets alone are averaging like $8, I think it said $8.49 across America. If somebody sees two movies in a month,
you're toast.
Yeah.
I mean, you're toast on one movie here at Cinemark.
Right.
It's $10.25 for a weekend or first weekend movie. So you're toast.
The amount of data that they would have to regularly sell and collect, I don't think
they wanted this many people this early. Now they don't have the data,
right.
Plus they're having to render all the service.
Yeah.
They could get swamped by all of these people buying their service.
Yep. Like, oh crap. We've got... These people are seeing 365 movies a year, and that's not what we were counting on. Like, all 500,000.
Some people don't have lives, and they'd just rather sit in a movie theater and watch movies all day.
Oh, crazy.
You can only see one movie a day, though. So.
only one movie a day. Most people, I would gander based on statistics that most Americans don't even see one movie a month. So a movie a day is a bit much, in part because of the cost, which of course then leads this to, you know.
Especially if you got a whole family deal.
See, if I was AMC, I think they probably have something like this, but I just rival it right back with $9.95 and you can come to any AMC theater, you know. And if you have MoviePass, you can't come here. So, you know.
See, but then they lose money. Unless this information is so lucrative. Because, and you bring up point, is if the information is not lucrative, then what is the motive behind doing this?
Right.
And I think it's obviously that Netflix wants to de-inflate the price it takes to go to a movie and then watch the, you know, MoviePass go under or something happens and then we go back. Uh-oh, I don't want to pay $10.25 for a movie, yeah. And then people stop going to theaters, which strengthens their platform.
Well, it's been a great conversation so far, and when you tune into this show, which is the show of the week, it'll be a great time, as you already know. And in addition to this show, True Chat has a full selection of other programs on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app, TrueChat. And if you want to join the discussion, tweet at TrueChatINC or leave a comment on our app or website. I don't know why AMC in the short term wouldn't be all over this, because it doesn't hurt them at all. I mean, they're still getting ticket sales at the same price, and you get more people to come to the theaters.
And
their concern, I think, is the long run, where people's expectations of what to pay are going to be hampered by this. And then in turn, what happens is MoviePass will go under at some point because it's not sustainable. And then people won't come at all because they don't want to pay 10 bucks when they were paying 10 bucks a month to see as many as they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the movie theater, I think you offer, if you're a chain like that, or even if you're a local theater, why not? I mean, offer a subscription like that.
I think that AMC made a huge mistake here, even putting it out in the national media. Because, I mean, that's the reason that MoviePass has gotten swamped, is because it's gotten all this press after AMC came out and said,
people are like, wow, this is a great deal.
We're done with this. This is BS. And, you know, I guess maybe their PR people thought, you know, if we, AMC, get ahead of this and say this is not, you know, going to be your prices, or this is obviously hurting the movie industry as a whole, maybe people will be more receptive to the idea. But if I'm a PR guy, I'm like, no, don't give it more credibility or more news than it needs.
I think there's something to be said for, without diving into the business of all of it. I mean, obviously, it's kind of like, I would think it's sort of like the Gold Pass for Kings Island. I mean, it's the same model, you know. And the way that works, for those of you that don't know, is you pay a fee of like whatever, $100, $110 for the year, and you can go unlimited times to the park that you want with your Gold Pass. And you can get in early, and there's a couple special perks. But all told, that's basically what it is you get to visit the park as many times as you want. And this is, you get to see up to one movie a day, you know, so as many movies as you want within, I mean, it's not really even within reason, but within reason, you can't see, you know, 10 movies in a day, but it's basically the same idea. Obviously to King's Island, the way that works is they've got a lot of people who are never going to buy that because they just want to come one time and they're not going to be a regular goer, you know, so they pay regular price. Great. The park has to be open regardless of whether there's 100 people coming or 1,000 people coming or 10,000 coming. They still have to be open because that's how they make money. Same thing with the movie theater. Whether it's a Monday and there's 10 people in the theater or whether it's a Saturday and there's 100 people in the theater, they're still going to be open because they're counting on we need as many people in the door at their convenience as possible. You know, because we make money on concessions and we've always known that, which is why they're so expensive. You know, so I would think, same thing with King's Island, we make money, you come back to the park, it doesn't really cost us anything to give you another ride, or it's so marginal that it doesn't matter. There's no way to really figure that out, you know, because we still have to man the rides, the line still exists, the cleanup still happens, like it all is going to happen regardless of whether or not you're here.
They'd rather take the influx of cash early.
Exactly. And they make money off of you every time you come back, because guess what? You're going to buy food and drinks, and you're going to see all the advertisement for the other stuff, and hopefully buy a souvenir. You know, and it makes the park look busy, which of course makes more people want to go. So, which is kind of weird when you think about it, because I don't know about you, but I'd much rather go to a deserted King's Island than a packed King's Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's that subconscious thing, though, of lots of people are doing it, so I want to do that thing. Must be fun.
Indeed.
I would think it would work the same way, but maybe not. I'm sure there's something we're missing here about the math of it all. Otherwise, AMC would just be... I'm almost positive they have at least two options that are similar. I think they're just more expensive than this because they have some kind of special cards.
Right.
You know?
Probably, you know, 30 bucks or something.
This is a big deal, though, because I think it hurts MoviePass significantly, obviously, if AMC figures out a way to prevent this from happening, because they are the largest movie chain in America. So, I mean,
yeah,
that hurts.
What's their market share? Is it in that article?
I don't know. It doesn't say in the article.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
AMCs are my favorite, so that's kind of upsetting. But at the moment, you can still do it, because they haven't figured out a way to not let you do it.
We shall see.
Because you can't just say, no, you know, no, we're not going to let this service buy tickets from us, because... because reasons. So, and no, we're going to deny you access even though you purchased this ticket, technically, which is supposed to be valid. So, yeah, they've got a headache. I wouldn't want to be those lawyers trying to figure out how that works.
They must have a lot of good sales gurus there that are going to sell this to, you know, sell this information to either Universal or, you know, Disney Pixar or anybody who's like, this is what people are coming to see.
Yep.
You can use these to, you know, churn out more emoji movies that actually make money.
Ooh,
or something
movies.
Like that.
Well, at True Chat, there's nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics at truechat.org. And don't forget, join the discussion on Twitter at True Chat Inc. or leave a comment on our website or app. So, what's next for today, Cam? What's the plan, Stan?
I don't know. Need to go
comfy
grocery
cam
shopping.
Time?
Yeah, no? Probably comfy okay. cam time.
Grocery for... shopping? Me too. Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird grocery shopping when you're only here half the week because, you know,
you have to be
get here.
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
Have to be smart.
Don't want to spoil anything in the fridge.
Edumacated about your decisions.
I can't wait till I'm back here all the time and then I can just stock up on groceries.
Amazon's getting ready to slash prices at Whole Foods.
I know.
It's hurting Walmart and Kroger bad. They hate it.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you get higher quality stuff, with air quotes,
at
the same
affordable
prices?
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you not think it's higher quality?
I don't know. Some of it, you know. Well, I've been around the food industry enough with you and the cattle business and with ag classes in high school to know that certified and all natural only mean so much.
Only mean as much as what's actually behind them.
Correct.
Which you have to be careful about.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, certified organic is government regulated. So,
right.
You know, you've got some more true, I don't know what to call it, but I guess accountability.
I'm not saying everything in there is junk. But some of the stuff that gets in there is junk because people can fudge those titles and everything, or they can be true, but there is marketing that is done that would suggest they are better than
the USDA did. Not that long ago, I don't remember if it was a couple years ago or what, but just recently released standards for all natural, where it doesn't have to be inspected, but if it's found to be in violation, you'll have to remove it. They require products to now that bear the all nat that bear the words all natural to define what all natural means, either on the product or next to the product. Yeah, the standards have to be readily available to customers to understand what that means, because I mean, part of what they were seeing is that, you know, this is just being used to fool people because they're saying the chicken that has always been chicken is now all natural chicken because it sounds better, you know.
Yeah.
So now the standards have to be defined.
Good deal. I'm glad.
And they also generally require, too, that a big thing is like, you know, that poultry, you'll see people who are big on, you know, we don't want poultry that's received growth hormones or stuff. And most people don't actually know that it's illegal in the United States for any poultry under any circumstances to get growth hormones. Same thing with hogs. Cattle are the only ones that legally are allowed to receive two different kinds of natural growth hormones and two different kinds of artificial growth hormones. But in hogs and chicken, there's literally no advantage to a product that you see that says it was raised without growth hormones, because it's
all
illegal to use growth hormones in any chicken. Or pork. So the next time you see that, don't pay more just because it says that. Now, if you're going for the cage-free thing, obviously that's different, because most chicken is not that way.
Right.
So most chickens live in about a 2-square-foot cage with one other chicken.
Rough, man.
So the next time you're going to buy eggs, think about if you're okay with the way that chicken's living. Because if you're not, you should buy cage-free eggs. But if you're okay with the animal that you're eating from living in a 2-square-foot cage, then great. Buy those eggs.
Or just become a vegan.
That's right.
Don't eat anything. Or do that.
Love eggs, though. Eggs.
I've learned that's one of the foods that I really liked early on in life and don't really like anymore. I didn't know that's how your tastes happened. Like, because I've always heard
they
that
change.
It's, you know, age. Age makes you like more things, but I've never heard that age makes you dislike things.
Yeah, that's happened with me. There's definitely a lot more stuff that I like now than I used to.
Yeah.
But there's also a few things that I used to like really like that I'm just like, you know, it's just, I mean, it's like, yeah, I'll eat it, but it's not, I guess maybe that
anything
goes with
specific?
Like learning new foods that you like. It's like, oh, there's these other things that I like so much better that this other thing is like, meh, not really as good as I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anything specific?
I used to be really big on cereal, lots of different kinds of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I also then learned how bad that is for you. Because, I mean, you, especially if you're on the 4-hour body diet, because I mean, you literally have dairy concentrated with processed wheat product, pretty much coated in sugar, which is all like those three things are literally like the mortal enemy of any slow carb diet. So, not good for those purposes. Now, you know, it used to be a bigger deal. I used to really, I was really big on cheese on a lot of different things. And I still really love cheese in, like, different circumstances. But, for example, I used to not think that I liked onions. Like, I used to believe that I hated onions. And once I learned to cook and actually started receiving stuff from Blue Apron that called for onions, I was like, what the heck? You know, I'll give it a try because I've heard that they're supposed to add flavor. And cooked onions are my best friend. I put those on almost anything. So
nice.
I love those. Don't like raw onions very much, but
cocktail shrimp. Don't like cocktail shrimp anymore either. Used to love cocktail shrimp. Yep. Eat that stuff.
Used
like
to really
chicken
like
nuggets.
That. I love cooked shrimp, but
cooked shrimp is great.
Cooked warm shrimp, not cooked cold shrimp. So
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what cocktail shrimp is.
Yeah, I guess fair.
So yeah, you don't really want to eat. I mean, you can, but I would not recommend, and neither would the health department, eating hardly any raw seafood, despite a lot of people that do. So,
yeah.
Not always the best.
Because oysters are raw, right?
I think it depends. I don't know. Cam and I are definitely not oyster aficionados.
No, we, oh God.
That was a
mistake. We ordered oysters at one time. God, were those like $40 oysters or something stupid? Yeah,
they were expensive.
God, I hated them. I hated them. I thought they tasted like garbage. See, that's the thing, man, is I'll go to any restaurant, and if it costs more than I think it does, I think it affects my taste. So yeah. I'm like, no, I'm going to judge you, burger.
You're going to judge it harder if it costs
more. $20 burger.
I mean, you probably should.
Yeah.
If it's a $20 burger, it should taste like it's worth $20.
So, indeed.
Or if it doesn't, then you should take
I feel ripped off.
That's right.
That happened at Outback for me the other day. I ate at an Outback steakhouse for the first time.
I think it's the Brazilian steakhouse in downtown where it's like your only option is $40, but you get like unlimited meat and buffet and stuff. Yeah, it didn't feel ripped off. I was totally okay with paying it. Have you eaten there yet?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you should do it. It is probably the only meal I think that I've ever paid that much for where I was like, that was definitely worth it. Like, no question.
Just because the atmosphere was cool and...
Yeah.
But the food was also really great.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine dining, but they basically, like, they have meat on these rotisserie sticks that they bring around, and you just basically get to flip up your meat card whenever you want more, and you get as much of all the... I mean, they got, like, lamb and filet and pork tenderloin roast and, like, I mean, every kind of meat imaginable. And then they've got this massive buffet with every kind of side item that you could want.
Right.
You know, but it's high-class fine dining, you know? That's really good. And it's, I mean...
Sounds cool.
Since you can have as much meat as you want, it's definitely worth $40.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay $20 for a good steak at someplace else, and
they
you
don't
can
pass
have...
out boxes, though.
No. Because, I mean, then you just come and just be like, box that up.
Box up that
meat.
So
you do have to be able to stuff yourself that day.
Yeah.
That'd be a good cheat day.
That's your only meal of the day, but just stuff yourself with meat.
Yep. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. I'm glad. I know you went... Not knowing what to expect.
So. That's right. That was one I did go into, like, never been here.
Did you know it was really $40, nothing else, before you went?
I knew it was expensive. And, I mean, I thought it was going to be actually more than that based on where it was, but no. Like, I at Morton's, which is right across from the Brazilian steakhouse with my mom, she came down one time and we went there. And neither of us were like, yeah, the meal was good. Like, the crab cakes I had were good, but they were like, $30 crab cakes, and I was like,
wouldn't
you gave me about five more of these crab cakes, then maybe. But
is it McCormick and Schmidt?
Oh yeah,
the fancy place
not
right
Morton's.
There.
Yeah, McCormick and Schmidt's.
Okay,
that's where I was. Seafood and steaks.
Yeah, because Morton's Steakhouse is in Columbus, I thought. Or it's somewhere near the hometown, not down here.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, McCormick and Schmidt's.
Yeah, that's probably the most expensive place in downtown, right? Would you think?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Unless you count that. I don't know what
Cincinnati's big on its foods.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's a surprise food city, I'd say.
Yep.
Because tons of stuff around here is really good. And like even the bars, really good food. Like I'd go get pizza like that. God, I think it's in Clifton. That pizza bar where they serve pizza, but it's also a bar at night. Like a club.
I don't think there has
place.
Been a restaurant that I've gone to in Cincinnati where I was upset with the food quality based off of what I was expecting.
Even that one donut shop was really good. Remember the donut shop?
Yep.
That noodle place we went to?
Yep.
That noodle place was much better than the noodle place downtown.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. That was all in Clifton, right? That's where that is?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, it was UC campus, but yeah, that's basically where UC is. So
there you go.
They've just kind of merged into one big Clifton. More
big
like
Dakota.
one big UC, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Clifton's along for the ride.
Yeah. I tell you what, I never really realized how fierce the rivalry between Xavier and UC was. Like people told me about it. But there's some people that like they'll just beat you up for like being from the opposing school if they're drunk enough. Like if they know and you're wearing the opposing color, they're just, ooh, they're mad.
They're mad. They're hot.
They're upset. So.
Yeah. Some dudes just get like that when they drink, though.
Yeah. So.
Just find any reason.
They just need
people.
An excuse. And the excuse is that you're from Xavier. So. And that Xavier kicked your butt that one time that we took you on the court when the two student bodies fought. So.
God, I tell you what, man.
God,
I
that's
never realized
be embarrassing.
How aggressive it was.
A bunch of white privileged, you know, Catholic kids beat up the super large undergrad population of the University of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's got to be embarrassing.
I tell you what, man. You're really going hard. You're really going hard on this. I have nothing to offer you.
No, they were going, like, it's happened. I've run into it before, like, where we were out in OTR over the Rhine, for those of you that don't know, and walking with friends, and just these UC guys started yelling out because they saw one of my friends had Xavier stuff on, and they're just like, hey, explain to me what it's like to be so privileged. Just like, oh my God, dude, like, back off. You don't even know these people. You have no idea if they're privileged or not. So
what a guy. Sounds like he's great in his general life too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
When he's not drinking.
He's a great dude. But I mean, yeah, there's lots of kids obviously at Xavier who are incredibly privileged, but there's also a lot of kids at Xavier who, you know, come from a foreign country where they didn't have two pennies to rub together. So I'd be careful about asserting your privilege claims if you don't know for certain. And even if you do, if they're privileged like that, it's probably not also great to call them out for it, because if they got that kind of privilege, then they probably also got power. That
Daddy's
you don't
money.
Have. That's right.
A black card.
Mm-hmm.
They can give to anyone and say, be rid of this man.
That's right. You're going to leave town and never come back.
Oh,
all right. See ya.
See you later.
Yep. Pay for your problems to go away. And on that note, as always, we can't thank you enough for tuning into True Chat. But did you know that you can join the discussion on our website or app, both of which are free? Whoa, no Whoa. Privilege here. Free forever. Free to everyone. Always free. Yay. Cam loves it.
I love it.
I don't think people appreciate that enough. If you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other lame platform with advertisements or that costs you money, you can subscribe to our shows there. So be sure to not do that. And four, you should subscribe, actually, but we'd prefer that you come to our network. So for the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio. Such a good name. We'll see you next time. I'm Justin T. Weather.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
Cam was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, right. I don't want to get forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, tomorrow, hump day.
Hump day?
Hype for hump day.
I
we'll
am.
See you then. Be the change.